You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning to you, Edna, and thank you so much for your time. Let's talk about the City Nature Challenge. How does it, you know, aim to just increase our, basically how aware we are about nature around us, and how did you get involved as an organization as well?
Good morning, Bongiwe, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you so much for having us, right? So we'll start with what City Nature Challenge is. City Nature Challenge is an event, a global one, right, that occurs annually, and it invites citizens worldwide to explore and document urban biodiversity in their local environments, right? This is the one chance, Bongiwe, where citizens will get an opportunity to document urban biodiversity, right? So now, how is SANBI involved in this? One of our mandates at SANBI is really to monitor and report on the state of biodiversity in the country, right? Mm-hmm. So now we play a crucial role in coordinating and promoting the challenge in South Africa. So it's only befitting that we would have taken the lead role in those. And we work closely with other network partners such as CITES and Botanical Society of South Africa.
And I see, of course, there's like a series of nature walks and events that have been organized.
Yes.
What are some of the, attractions on our side?
So we've got about 25 cities participating this year, right? So one of the things that people do not know is that South Africa is one of the 17 mega diverse countries in the world, right? And yes, exactly. And we boast three globally recognized biodiversity hotspots in South Africa: the Cape Floristic Region, the Succulent Karoo, and the Maputaland, Pondoland, Albany hotspot in South Africa. So those are just really some of the hotspots in South Africa.
And I suppose then, you know, you think about the fact that we now have about, 25 of our cities participating. Mm-hmm. Do you expect that this number is likely to grow as the competition grows over the years?
Look, we can only, most definitely. I mean, looking back at 2023, Bongiwe, I mean, last year we had about 20 cities participating, and this year we've managed to increase the number from 20 to 25. So most definitely next year we're going to do better than this year, right?
Yeah. And starting on Friday, how have things been going, and what can we expect by tomorrow when it ends?
The challenge started off to an exciting start on Friday. I mean, just yesterday, I saw a couple of people walking around, mummies and daddies walking around with their little ones. There was an Oma in the cave walking around with her grandchildren and really just observing and acknowledging the nature surroundings in their area, right? So by tomorrow, some people are still at school, others are on recess. So we're hoping that natural science teachers would really take their learners out to the school surroundings and really explore the nature in the school. It really starts where you are in your garden. Just yesterday, I took my little one and we walked around the garden and we started exploring. So I'm really encouraging mummies and daddies, after church, take your little ones. It starts in your garden, in your local environment, right? Start observing from there.
That's quite an interesting take on it. I mean, a lot of people sometimes don't even think about walking around their garden unless it's, you know, looking for something, a toy that has gotten lost or whatever. So how then, apart from, walking around the garden, how then do we get involved? And is it for everybody?
It's definitely for everybody, Bongiwe. You don't even have to be a scientist to do that, right? Look, I've gone as far as to even get my church mates involved. I've said to some of the car guards in parking, I said, while we're inside attending church, you walk around the church surrounding and start documenting, right? You can go to your local park or even visit some of our botanical gardens, really, to go and explore and document some of the biodiversity in that area. So just about anybody can get involved, from the young and the old. Mummies, let's get our little ones off the TV and get them to explore. This is the one chance where we'll get them to reconnect with nature.
And that's my challenge after church then today as well.
So, that's it, bro. I've given you something to do after
definitely,
church.
Definitely. That's something for me to do now. I need to get off the couch. I mean, let's talk about, you know, how then are you going to be measuring the success of this year's City Nature Challenge in South Africa?
So the success would really be measured by several factors, Bongi. Firstly, the number of participants and observations made this year, indicating an increased engagement with urban nature, right? Secondly, the quality and diversity of the data collected this year, which will contribute to scientific research and conservation efforts. And lastly, just the sense of community and connections fostered among participants, both locally and globally, you know, showcasing the power of citizen science and promoting environmental stewardship. And that's really how we're going to measure the success of this year's City Nature Challenge.
It's quite interesting. So I'm going to be part of citizen science. That is definitely just historic. So thank you so much, Edna. I'm challenged. I will be walking around when I come back from church in order to be able to collate my own data. But thank you so much for talking to us this morning. We do appreciate it. That was Edna Sekwakwa, Deputy Director for Marketing and Communications at the South African National Biodiversity Institute.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.